Now listen to Brett as he sings his own harmonies on a short multi-track recording demonstrating his 5-octave range.
So what you just heard was the bass vocal quality on the low note. This is called vocal fry. Though it's not typically useful in most singing, it is an example of vocal cord potential and flexibility. I then went into my chest voice, from my chest voice to my mixed voice or middle voice, and head voice, and then finally whistle and the highest or lightest or thinnest quality of the voice. Though singers rarely use these extremes, they should be used to bring confidence to the place in your songs that normally would feel too high or too low. These are the vocal registers you will discover in your own voice. You will hear their definitions later in this lesson. For example,
go solo, but I was a no-show.
These notes used to be low for me, but knowing that I have an extra octave below this makes me feel comfortable and confident. Another example. Now this note is nowhere near my highest note, but the release and confidence I have makes the listener's ears feel at ease.